It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Yes, and here we are once again on this cool Thursday morning. Yes, indeed. Let's see. How many days till Thanksgiving? it's interesting. Just a second while I write down my one winner this morning so far. Larry S., he gets, the cup. Okay. Today is what? What's the date today? The 14th? Okay. If it's the 14th, that means 11 days till Thanksgiving, doesn't it? Okay. All right. Now, back to the questions. There, I mentioned before, there is another waterfront park in Cincinnati, right next door to Kings Island. And it has a special feature that you wouldn't find down along the Ohio River. Now, what would that be? Well, what's the name of that park next to Kings Island? It's up for sale. The city of Cincinnati would sure like to see it go into good hands. I can only imagine how much money it would bring. But it's an amusement park right next door to Kings Island. Okay, now, if you can answer that. Also, here's something else. Now, I don't know if the shortwave station is still on the air. The Voice of America, a man that I used to work with, John Steele, whom called during my birthday here. John worked for the Voice of America. He did the sign-off every day. And the Voice of America's antennas were located in Ohio, in southern Ohio. Can you name the city? And there's a whole huge array of towers, including those of WLW. Now, what's the name of that town with all the towers, the broadcast towers? I've rode a bicycle through there, most everywhere. I can only imagine if you lived near there, you'd have radiation all over the place. But the Voice of America transmitters and antennas were located there, as well as WLW's transmitters, including the one that dished out 500,000 watts back in another era. They had to finally temper it down. They could no longer use 500 watts because, or five, yeah, five, 500,000 was it? Wait. It was more than 500 watts. But, it could be heard everywhere. You're spouting down around Mason, Ohio. Your spouting would speak and play music because it would rectify that strong signal. 500,000 watts, that's what it was. 500,000 watts. Woo, wow. Okay. I think I just mentioned the name of the town, didn't I? I was looking for Mason, Ohio. Yes. How many of you are familiar with Mason, Ohio? Have you ever been there? If you were there, you would have known it because you would see all those towers, all those radio towers. Okay. Now, here's something else. Just it's not a question. WTBN in Columbus, if you listen closely at sunrise and sunset, you'll hear something go clunk, and the signal will change in nature a little bit. What they're doing every night, they turn their directional array away from a city in, I think, Canada, so they do not interfere with them at 6:10 on the dial. And then in the morning at sunrise, they go up to full power once again. And you can just barely hear that when it happens. Well, in the evening, there's more of a difference. If you're far enough away, you'll hear the signal fade away considerably. So WTBN, they have a directional system. In other words, they have, I think, 6 towers, and each one has to be managed and coincided, linked with the rest of the towers to get the right pattern so they protect that station in Canada. Interesting. Radio's complicated, but nothing like television and the internet. Ooh, wow. Okay, now, can you tell me what's wrong with Plymouth Rock? Being that this is the time of the year. Or can you tell me the name of the Indian tribe that the pilgrims got surrounded by, as on a friendly nature, most of them? What was the name of that Indian tribe? I bet some grade schoolers could tell you that. The Indian tribe, what was its name that was there when the pilgrims landed? And maybe even later on, the next year or so, maybe even helped cook the Thanksgiving meal. I don't think they had a Thanksgiving meal the first or second year because there was just no food. And the women were dying like flies because of malnutrition and other things, you know, and they had all these kids. Oh, it was a tough time in the history of this country, that's for sure. Thanksgiving as we have it today is nothing compared to their Thanksgiving whenever it was. Wow. And we're blessed with having all these things to eat and usually the money to buy it. But here's something else I wanted to ask. I started out yesterday asking, when you go to the store to buy a turkey, you buy a hen turkey, right? Where are the tom turkeys? Now, there's a good question. Where are the tom turkeys, the male? We eat the female turkey, the hen, because she's so plump and tender and meaty, and, you know, she's grown that way to be, you know, profitable. But at the same time, why don't we ever hear of the tom turkey? Except in pictures, the tom turkey that has the carnuncles, the snood, the wattle, and the beard. That's the tom turkey. But do the tom turkeys ever survive past birth? Do they do like they do male chickens? When they're sexed, they find out if they're male, and they're destroyed. Do they do tom turkeys the same way? Will I ever get an answer to that? Is there anyone that really knows? Of course, these are things, you know, you don't encounter normally in an average lifetime. I'm a little bit different because I'm curious about everything. Really? And that's the way I find out all these things. Be curious and ask questions. But now I'm asking you, where are the tom turkeys? Does anyone sell a tom turkey, a male turkey? And if they did, how would you make one tender? But all you see are hen turkeys. And obviously, no one ever thinks about what happened to the male. They know they go to the store and they buy a hen turkey, and they're pretty cheap this year again. But they're hens. Where is the tom turkey? Is there a butcher listening or a company that deals with turkeys? I think probably they raise only the hens. But what happens to the tom? The female is called a jenny, as we learned that yesterday. The jenny and the male, the tom. You take that and 50 cents and you can get a cup of coffee someplace. 11:27 is the time, and we're going to break here in a couple of minutes. We'll be back for our final run of the morning. But I'm just curious. Aren't you curious at all? You might say, why should we be curious? We don't need to know about tom turkeys and hen turkeys. All we know is that when we go to the store, we buy hen turkeys. But who finds, or where would we find a tom turkey? I don't think we can. Maybe tom turkeys, or maybe somebody saves a tom. Maybe this is the answer. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Usually the toms are what they grind up. You know, you pay $5 a pound for ground turkey.
Oh, really? Oh, my.
Yes, and that's what they use. They grind them up.
Wow.
And make fresh ground turkey out of them.
Isn't that interesting? Yes. And I bet you have to really cook them good.
I don't know. You just cook it like hamburger or mix it in with other stuff to make meatloaf.
Uh-huh. It probably has a greater amount of taste to it than a hen turkey.
But it's good, I know that.
Well, that's good. That's good to know that all the tom turkeys, not all of them, are killed.
Okay.
Hey, thanks
Bye.
A lot. Bye. Okay. Well, now that's good. It is. No kidding. Do they grind up the old tom turkey? Next time you're in a store, walk up the meat counter and say, pardon me, but can you grind up some tom turkey for me? Or can you ask the person behind the meat counter, you're selling ground turkey today. Is that a hen or a tom? And I bet they'll say, well, I don't know. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie.
Yes.
I'm curious, too. What happens to all the turkey eggs? I never hear of them.
Oh, turkey eggs, you're right, yeah.
We know what happens to chicken eggs, but what about turkey eggs?
Right.
I never saw one.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never thought of that before until you was talking about
turkeys. The turkey eggs, yeah. And are they, how do you know ahead of time if they're male or female?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't, I guess.
All right.
Okay,
thanks.
Where? Can you buy turkey eggs? And if you bought a turkey egg, you wouldn't want one that's already fertilized because a little turkey would drop out. And I hate to tell you things that I've told so many times, but Steve Stewart that I used to work with at WMR.
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. And let me tell you, too. I found out that in one restaurant chain that serves turkey boils the turkeys. And that way, the turkey gets done throughout, inside and outside. And I don't know, after it's boiled, if they put it in the oven to give it some color. I don't know that part. But I do know that a restaurant chain does boil turkeys. And sure makes them tender. Boy, how did we get on this subject of turkeys? I guess because Thanksgiving is coming up, isn't it? So when you eat your turkey this year, you'll think back of some of the things we talked about. 11:32 is the time. All right. And what else haven't we found out? Oh, the most poisonous plant that if you were to eat it, you'd just drop over in your tracks. Now, what's the name of it? All right. Oh, here's a good one. What is it that we hear about greenhouse gas. Yeah. Oh, that's producing greenhouse gas. Well, what does a greenhouse, what is the name of the gas produced in a greenhouse? Aha. I'll give you a ticket to the zoo or a t-shirt or a coffee cup or something. But what's the name of the gas produced in a greenhouse? Very simple. They say, oh, greenhouse gas. Yeah, you've heard the statement. What is the greenhouse gas that's produced in a greenhouse? All right. Remember back in the old days when we had greenhouses made with glass panes in their windows that they could crank open in the midst of summer to cool down the greenhouse a little? Remember that? Now they've got mostly plastic greenhouses. But what is the gas that's produced in a greenhouse? 11:33 is the time. Yeah, tell me that. Okay, tell me greenhouse gas, what is it? Or the toxic plant, tell you what, it starts a letter B. And, man, it's bad. Okay, and can you tell me what's wrong with Plymouth Rock? What's wrong with the Plymouth Rock? Now, this actual rock that's in a shelter on the shore of Plymouth, Massachusetts, and there's something wrong with it. And what is it that's wrong with Plymouth Rock? Oh, it's not all that complicated. Okay, the tour bus kneels. Mike Strong was once a mayor, and I'm still trying to find out what's wrong with Plymouth Rock, and what else, and what is greenhouse gas? What's produced in the greenhouse? What kind of gas is produced in a greenhouse? All right, and what else? The toxic plant. Oh, and in Cincinnati, what's the name of the park right beside Kings Island? I bet you never noticed, did you? You went to Kings Island and never looked over the fence to see what the name of that other park is. But it's there, and it's up for sale. And what else do I have here? Yeah. Plymouth, the Pilgrims had a terrible time when they landed in 1620. Well, they landed at Provincetown, Massachusetts, and then went over to Plymouth, spelled Plimouth. And I think they were at Provincetown. Well, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, I think that the gas, well, there's actually two gases that is produced in a greenhouse. The methane gas from the decomposition of the plant materials, and also oxygen from the growing.
That's right.
Of the green material.
Yeah, the oxygen. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
But the methane would also be produced from the decomposition of the materials.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hey, would you like a ticket to the zoo?
Not today, Charlie, but I thank you very much.
Hey.
By the way, a turkey takes 26 to 28 days to incubate.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I looked it up because I thought, now, I know a chicken takes 21.
Yes.
And you were talking about that turkey, and my husband and I said, well, we don't know, so we looked it up to see what it said. So.
Okay, yeah, chicken's 21, and ducks are, what, 22 or so, and then turkeys, and then...
For 26 to 28 is what the
okay.
is what the net said.
And then you have geese, goose eggs.
I think the goose egg takes like 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
So we, that would be, well, no, that would be 21 days also.
Yeah.
So it may take the full month also.
I think
because
so.
Because it's a bigger egg.
I used to have goose eggs in our farm because we had four gooses. But every now and then, I wouldn't notice, and there'd be a goose egg, and I would step on it, and oh, it'd been there a long time.
Oh, yeah, nasty.
Oh, boy.
Well, we raised chickens when I was a kid, so I know what nasty eggs smell like.
Oh,
so.
Yes. Now, when you raised chickens, did you do away with the male or and keep the female?
Well, we kept them. We kept, Mommy always kept one primary rooster, and then as the young ones would grow, when they got big enough, we butchered them.
Yes, okay.
But yes, I mean, we didn't kill them just because they were in
not,
the...
Not hens, yeah.
In the, well, we got them from Ridgeway.
Oh, yeah.
And they would mail them to us.
Oh, yes, I remember those days.
Yeah, they mailed them to us. We lived in southern Ohio, and those big crates would come in, and the mailman, normally he would just drop everything at the mailbox, but when the chickens came in, he brought them directly to the house. So.
Yes. Oh, isn't it, and the boxes with the baby chicks had little holes in?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
yeah they did.
I can remember those stacking up on a railroad push cart, or, you know, those four-wheel carts that at the depot where they put baggage on and everything.
Yeah.
I can still see the crates of chickens on sitting on those waiting to be delivered.
Yeah. Well, I know even a few years back, my sister ordered eggs, and I assume that they came from the ones over at Les Rues, and she ordered pheasants and quails.
Oh, okay.
And she incubated the eggs herself.
Uh-huh.
But she ordered the eggs, not the not the chicks,
oh.
But the eggs.
Yeah. You know,
she turned them loose on her farm, so.
I remember once I spoke to the Kiwanis Club in LaRue, and they paid me with a whole box of baby chickens, ducks, geese, and turkeys. And so it was 2:30 in the morning before we got the heat lamps on them. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Oh, yeah, my sister had a mess when she was raising those baby birds. But
well,
I mean, she had them in her garage is where she set them up. And that garage was like felt like an oven.
Oh,
she
yes.
says, oh, no, she says, I can't let any cold air get in here. And I said, well, how do the babies survive out in the wild? She says, that's what's wrong. They're not surviving out in the wild.
Yes.
She raised quite a few of them and turned them loose on her farm. I don't know if they're still in that region or not, but every once in a while when you're driving through there, you can see the wild birds, and I always wonder if they're a descendant of the ones that she raised.
Oh,
so.
Yes, that's interesting. And I was also given a whole bunch of those, they call them watchdogs. The ones
the guineas?
The guinea hens, yes.
Oh, those are noisy,
oh.
Messy.
Oh, terrible. And they look so ugly. But like I said, in the big cities, Pheasant under glass is really a guinea hen.
Well, I've never eaten, so... Well,
I haven't either, that I
know of. I've also eaten pheasant and quail, but eaten guinea, so...
And I like rabbits and...
Rabbits and squirrels,
squirrels,
yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Yep.
I was raised on all that stuff,
yeah.
So...
Bygone era, yeah. Okay.
All right, well, you have a good day, Charlie.
You too.
And it's good to talk to you.
Appreciate it. Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, how about that? That's a lot of good information there. Yeah, I remember there was Ridgeway Hatchery and the Cary Hatchery. Yeah, so big time. Now, how many hatcheries are left around? Do we have any hatcheries? I don't suppose we have any in Marion. I suppose the nearest would be LaRue. And I remember in Bucyrus, we had... Souders Hatchery was right downtown, and I remember the night it burned, it was located right across from Ziegler Mill, and I was just about 4 years old, maybe, and I could look out my bedroom window and see the fire there at Souders Hatchery. That was a big-time hatchery. Now, New Washington, of course, is noted as the hatchery town, where they have a hatchery festival every year. But where are most of the chickens raised or given birth to? Do we have any big hatcheries around here? I've seen over in Pennsylvania and eastern Ohio, I've seen trucks carrying crates of chickens. The chickens were so jammed into those crates, the poor things were losing their feathers. They were heading for the plant where they were gassed, you know, and then processed into all kinds of chicken meat for all the different restaurants. What would we do without chickens to eat? I often think about that, and thank goodness we have not had any devastating chicken diseases. Can you imagine what would happen if we couldn't serve chicken tenders in restaurants, or chicken sandwiches? Oh my goodness. That would be disaster. But so far, I haven't heard of any widespread chicken diseases. Not, of course, pigs. That's something else. There are diseases that can affect pigs. And so the companies that grow the piglets are so careful in keeping everything sanitary and wearing boots into the where the pigs are being raised so that they don't spread any possible disease. So your ham and everything else comes through in great shape. Oh boy, talking about food. Yeah, ham is served at Thanksgiving, isn't it? A lot of ham, spiral cut ham, and it's quite spiral cut. It used to be very expensive. Then others got on to the how to make spiral cut ham, and maybe the prices came down a little. But good smoked ham is, no, really, I'm making myself hungry. 11:44 and a half right now. So what are you going to serve? Okay, we have a call coming in, but call back in a couple of minutes here. We're going to break right now. We'll be back in just a few seconds here on WWGH. But, yeah, it's 11:45. Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. I was talking to a listener off the air. They're okay. And let me see. The tour bus. The park down in Cincinnati next to Kings Island, which is owned by Cedar Fair, which owns Cedar Point, and it also owns a park where our kids grew up in Allentown, Pennsylvania. You know, when I think back, we used to take our kids, Amy and Angie and Kathy, to Dorney Park at Allentown, Pennsylvania. And it was such a neat little park, and they had their mascot was Al Fundo, kind of like McDonald's have, you know, the McDonald's character. But Allentown, Pennsylvania had Al Fundo. Oh, boy. We have a caller here now. Let me see. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
You're talking about King's Island, that park next to it?
Yes.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, years and years ago, it was called Coney Island before it changed over to King's Island. And I've been trying to say the name of that park next to it. Because we used to go down there while we're still Coney Island.
Yeah, right now it's called Beach Waterfront Park.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the name, I couldn't remember.
Yes, Beach Waterfront.
But that area there was the old, where King's Island is, was the old Coney's Island.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, thank you. Yes, indeed. It's Beach Waterfront Park. Okay. Now, we have only about 10 minutes here left in the program. I still need to find out what's wrong with Plymouth Rock. Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yes, Charlie?
Yes.
You asked a question earlier about a poison weed that you shouldn't eat.
Yes.
Was that weed called Jimson weed?
No, it wasn't Jimson, but Jimson will kill you. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This weed starts with the letter B.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with that one, I guess. I knew Jimson weed was very poisonous.
Yeah, Jimson weed. The cows won't eat that weed. They know it's poison, yeah. Very good. Okay, John, thanks.
All right, bye.
Okay. Yeah. The Jimson weed, oh my goodness. It grows, and it you see it in a pasture, it will be all by itself, each plant. Because it will be avoided. Now, the animals know it's poisonous, and they avoid it like anything. Oh, boy. Know this, I'll tell you before I sign off, I'll make sure I tell you. The name of the plant that's so poisonous that you you eat it and you pass on. Okay, let me see. What else do I have here? The greenhouse gas. Yeah, there can be oxygen. That's one of the big things. If you have enough plants in there, you have oxygen being generated. And let me see. I should have another. Well, still, I haven't been able to get the answer to Plymouth Rock. I don't know if you can dial it up. Oh, you can dial up Plymouth, Massachusetts. You'd enjoy this if you have a smartphone and can dial up Plymouth, Massachusetts. It goes on and on with pictures of the plantation as it is now and pictures about the restoration that they're doing and about their library and about their gift merchandise. It's really interesting. Go to the internet for that. Okay, good morning.
Hi, Charlie.
Yes.
Is it Plymouth Rock cracked in two?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's cracked, and they have an iron brace around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's really weathered badly, too.
Yes, right.
Before they put the
house over it.
It's only 400 years old.
Yeah. I can remember when we lived in town back in, back in the late 40s.
Yes.
There was a big rock on the corner of our lot, and we used to stand on top of it. It looked like a big, giant egg.
Oh.
And, maybe 10 years ago, I was walking down the street and found that rock, and it's just a tenth of the size
was
back then. Just this little old weathered rock.
Weathered away. I'll be doggone.
Yeah.
Isn't
one of the, I'm not sure about the whole process there, but the Buckeye egg, isn't one of their divisions in Ohio, isn't it a hatchery?
I really don't know. All I know that over in New Washington, they're kind of like the hatchery headquarters.
Yeah.
But
It was I can't think of the name of the town. The name of the town that the company used to be. The name of the company used to be. It went through several changes. Down, I think it's down east of Columbus there somewhere. Can't think of it. But I don't know how any of those businesses stay in business. If you can. You can go to Aldi's and buy eggs for 48 or 49 cents a dozen.
Yes, exactly. And now here's something. There's an Aldi's nerd club.
Uh huh.
And if you type in on the internet, Aldi's nerd, you'll get all these people who go to Aldi's all the time and tell about their different products.
Oh yeah,
it's really interesting.
There's a lot of people I know. My brother deals a lot with the Amish, and boy, they flock into Aldi's anytime they can go by.
Yes, they come in. Someone with an extended van will bring them, and they'll really load up.
Fill it up with flour and eggs and all of those kind of things.
Yeah, boy, it's something.
It's a good store.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Yeah.
If you don't go to Aldi's, you're wasting your money on some things,
Yeah.
It has made other stores become more reasonable
exactly.
in their pricing, even Kroger's.
Now, on the Aldi's nerd, there was a lady that put a story on there. There is a soup mix that comes, and you dump it in and just put water in with it. And I don't know, I can't remember, it escaped me, what mix that is, whether it's cheese and broccoli or what, but all you do is add water.
I'll be darned, I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah, maybe somebody can tell
me. I'll have to get my wife to get on the internet and find out what that is.
Yeah, but have her join the Aldi's Nerd Club.
Okay.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, thanks, Charlie.
Okay, see ya. All right, yeah. Yeah, it's really interesting. And it has people from, all over the country with a common thing in mind. They shop at Aldi's. It's really interesting. I tell you, there's so much you can get interested in life today. Oh, my goodness. But here, turkey time is coming up in, what is it, about 11 days from now? Is it the 25th of, let me see here if my book says anything. I don't know if my... No, it doesn't. No. The 21st of November is a Thursday. Let me see here. Mm-hmm. The 25th is a Monday. And the 24th is a Sunday. I don't know. What is the date for... I want to have that in my book here somewhere. Oh, here we go. Maybe this is the answer. Go ahead, listener. Wayne.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Would that weed be belladonna?
Yes, it is belladonna.
I was thinking. And also, my mom always made us kids watch out for nightshade.
Oh, yes, so it's related.
On nightshade.
Yeah, it's a division of the nightshade, yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
That's terrible, too.
Yeah, right.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks for calling. Oh, yes. Belladonna. Finally got that. Belladonna, the poisonous weed or flower or whatever you want to call it. You wouldn't eat it and call it anything very long. Okay. Now, I don't know if it grows or where it does grow. If it has to be cultivated or it just, I'm sure it doesn't pop up in the wild, although there is one that does. And that is the weed that was turned into tea to kill whoever it was back in ancient history. What's the name of that weed along the road? Oh my. This weed has a smell to it. You can ride your bike down the road and you close your eyes, not for very long, and you'll know right away you're passing this weed that they turned into tea and killed this famous guy. Oh my. That's the only trouble with getting older. Can't remember a darn thing. But Ohio is full of these weeds, and they'll grow 4 and 5, 6 feet tall. But they do have it's not really called a fragrance. It would be I don't know how you would classify the smell of that particular weed, because it's kind of a quaint smell. 11:57 is the time. And how are you all doing today? Now, how many of you are going to have ham? How many of you will have turkeys? And if you went to a store today and say, hey, do you sell Tom turkeys? Let me know if any of you try that and see what the store says. And more likely, they will say, I don't know. But it's hen turkey, the Jenny. The Tom is the male. And the Tom is generally, like the lady told us, they grind up the Tom turkey, and you can use it, like hamburg, whatever. Interesting, isn't it? 11:58 is the time. We got 2 minutes left in the program today. 2 minutes if you'd like to call. We'll be back again tomorrow with another round of crazy questions. Oh, boy, oh, boy. The tour bus kneels. Yes, you can hear it go psst like that and will bend down so you don't have to step up to get in it. Really interesting. A kneeling tour bus. Okay, 11:58 and a half right now, and it's going to warm up. Maybe it's up to 30 already. I don't know. It'd be nice. Okay, so we'll leave you. Oh, I forgot to mention. Glenn Coble Swap Shop at 12:15. 12:15 will be Swap Shop with Glenn Coble. So those of you that have been wanting to get rid of some furniture you've had for a long time or anything else that you might put in your yard to sell or whatever, call Glenn Coble at 12:15 for Swap Shop. And something new, we're trying, and it's up to you to make it a success. Okay. Well, that's about all I can drum up this morning. We've had one winner. Larry S. won a coffee cup from Jegs. And this is old Charlie. I very seldom have ever given my name on the air. I figure let somebody else do it. This is Charlie saying, have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning about the same time, the same place. WWGH.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time, like a Dr. Quinn, like a David Letterman?
Uh-huh.
You okay? Okay.
Yeah.
the chair buckled over there. Okay. For people listening, something that came in that would have been huge.
A huge.
Lost me at the time. A huge show that he did not do
because of something.
Because he thought, it's just not me. have to go in a second.
Yes, yes, there is. Now, our chair keeper over there tells us we're almost up out of time.
I just about didn't survive that. Oh, my goodness.
but we have to. We just